Wow, I've never seen that waterfall back there.
Oh, yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, that comes right off, kind of right off by Harbor Mountain Road and comes shooting right down there. That's really something to see after it's been raining, you know, 3 inches a day for a couple days.
Everyone in Sitka knows Granite Creek. You're looking at it every time you go out to a potluck picnic at Halibut Point Recreation Area. But really, only dump truck drivers and other workers in Sitka's rock industry see the creek up here, a mile and a half from the beach, past the new golf course.
Most of their stormwater comes down off of here and down into this pond, and then comes out of the pond over here. And we built these little check dams, like this little tiny dam in the ditch with a culvert through it. Mm-hmm. And here where there's a couple to slow the water flow down so that it just doesn't come ripping through the ditch.
Right.
And then we, a couple years later after that, we built these little impoundments here. So that water that's going to go into the creek then comes into this hole, which we've seeded to help stabilize the bank. And then that really just sinks down through the rock. So this thing truly is like a filter.
Sitka Environmental Superintendent Mark Buggins is pleased with how the Sea Mountain Golf Course has contained its runoff. In a sense, they followed the city's lead in building a series of settling ponds and impoundments to slow water down. Granite Creek was put on the state's list of impaired waters in 1998. It could be off that list next year.
So this is how the road was rerouted straight through the pit area where it used to go around here. Mm-hmm. And that's right next to the North Fork. So that's the North Fork right there. South Fork's over here. And so that's going to be a big improvement. We're going to reclaim maybe half the width of that road and put some dirt in there and then seed it and let the alders and stuff grow so that it will increase that vegetative buffer over there where that's a real short vegetative buffer now.
At its worst, Granite Creek exceeded state standards for turbidity by a factor of 5. Gravel mining has been the principal activity up here for years and will continue to be for many more years. Once in a while, during heavy rainfall events, turbidity still creeps over the line, but the total sediment load over the course of a year falls 25% below the state standard.
So how long did it take you to start seeing results when you started putting in the impounds and creating the buffer? I mean, was it like night and day, or did it take a while for the stream to clear up?
Some things that we did, we saw very, very fast results, especially if you sampled nearer the source. So for example, when we're getting up here to the pit face now, when we ditched around the front of the pit wall there and stopped the water from running onto the pit floor, that made an immediate difference in the turbidity and sediment load to this settling pond here. And that was one of the first things we did, was to study where are the main sources of turbidity, and you find some obvious ones, and once you can get those controlled, then you might find something that you hadn't seen before, because the other one was masking it.
This year's $23,000 state clean water grant will go primarily to pay a consultant to prepare the monitoring reports. The water sampling and annual pond cleaning and maintenance have always served as the city's match toward the grant. If Granite Creek makes it off the state's list of impaired waters next year, Buggins believes that the system in place is institutionalized in his department, and the stream should stay off the list.
And we're better than what we thought we would be, which means there's a little more load to be had and still meet water quality standards. That means it's a balancing act.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.